Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us today on Let's Talk About It, we have president and co-founder of Prairie Paws Rescue, and it's Kay John.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, Kay, welcome to our show.
All right, thanks for having me here.
Absolutely, Kay, thank you for joining us. We've talked Prairie Paws Rescue, the Pastapalooza, many different fundraisers you guys have done, but we're going to be talking about an upcoming fundraiser that's gotten very popular here in Jamestown, the Splash and Dash Dog Wash, which will be this Saturday. We'll talk about that, but for our listeners maybe who have not heard about Prairie Paws Rescue and the mission that you guys have, will you tell our listeners a little bit more about that?
You bet. Well, Prairie Paws Rescue was originated in 2007, so we're 10 years old as of July, and what we are is a foster home-based rescue. We don't have a building or shelter. All the pets are kept in foster homes until they get adopted. We rely on those foster homes to provide the love and the care that the pets need before they go on to new homes. And we take care of all the medical work for the animals. Mm-hmm. We do the spaying, the neutering, the updated shots, microchipping, kennel cough, everything. And then, of course, there is an adoption fee plus an adoption application to adopt that pet. We're kind of like we've been compared to Match.com. We want to make sure that the pet is suitable for the home and the home is suitable for the pet and the family as well.
Yeah.
So on average, we have between 20 to 25 cats and dogs available for adoption. We've also had ferrets. We've had a few other things. We've had ducks, we've had chickens, but primarily dogs and cats.
Yeah.
And so we are trying to raise funds for our rescue with the Splash and Dash Dog Wash. And the money that comes from these fundraisers goes directly to the animals. Everyone in our agency is a volunteer. The foster homes, the transporters, the whatever. We're all volunteer, so nobody gets paid. The animals get, you know, benefit from the funds that are raised. And we rely on foster homes because without the foster homes, we wouldn't have a rescue. And so if anybody is interested in becoming a foster home, we take care of all the financial. We take care of the food, the toys, the leashes, the collars, the bowls, the everything for you to become that foster home. You just provide the love and the care until that animal gets adopted or you fall in love with the animal yourself and you can't give it up.
So. Well, that's it. Well, yeah, that's amazing. It really is, because you don't hear often about organizations that that care for these animals before they go to their forever home, right?
Right, exactly.
Usually they're in, you know, with the humane societies and things that. So it's amazing what you guys do.
Right. And this way, when you do have a pet coming from a foster home, you know all of their quirks, their good, their bad. I call it the good, the bad, and the ugly, because you're going to be able to place that pet in the correct home because you know they get along with other dogs, cats, kids, that type of a thing. So you've got a pretty good reading on that pet before you place them.
That's where the matchmaking comes
in. Yes, exactly.
Kay John, again, president and co-founder of Prairie Paws Rescue, based in Jamestown. So we're going to talk about the Splash and Dash Dog Wash, and it's not just a dog wash. This is a great fundraiser for you guys, but there's a lot of things involved in this day, and it's happening at Armstout.
Yes, correct. This is the third annual Splash and Dash. We've got, we're going to have about 5 or 6 kiddie pools set up with hot and cold water, so your, you know, pet isn't going to be, you know, have to stand there in freezing cold water. We're going to suds them down and give them a wash. And I know a lot of the farmers bring their dogs in during this event because how often do they get to bring their dogs in after running in a slough to get them, you know, cleaned up? So we'll get your dog washed up and we'll towel dry them. And then we've got 2 local groomers from Southwood Vet Clinic, Nikki and Kim, that are going to be on hand, and they're going to be doing nail trimming. Now, suggested donation is $5. If you are going to take your pet in to get the nails trimmed at a regular clinic or a groomer or whatever, it's usually between, you know, $10 and $20. So this is going to be a good for your pet to get the nails groomed, and good for Prairie Paws because you're going to get a discount. So, and then we're going to have the grill going, hot dog and a beverage for a free will donation. Okay. We're going to have some of our Prairie Paws merchandise there. We've got t-shirts, sweatshirts. We've got the brand new coffee mugs. We've got the water mugs. Going to have a lot of fun things there for you to purchase as well.
Perfect. So. And all of that, again, it stays local because you guys are a volunteer organization. So you need to raise money in order to do what you guys do.
Exactly. Exactly.
Something else that's really cool with this 2K is we have our studios here in Jamestown as well. And I see Every day that I come in, you have a nice little setup here, a display and a tote in front of it, because you guys are also looking for donations.
Yes, we are. Matter of fact, as of last Saturday, we were down to one bag of dog food. And in order to keep our pets fed, we need the dog and the cat food. We've got about 6 cats in our rescue. The rest are dogs. We do have a couple of, actually 4 dogs that are on a prescription food due to urinary problems, and they need to stay on that food for the rest of their lives. We had one family donate a couple of bags of the dog food, which we really appreciate, the prescription food that you can get at the vet clinics. And we, you know, appreciate any rawhide, soft dog treats. Mm-hmm. Reason we say soft dog treats, we've had a lot of dogs with dental. Mm-hmm. So they have some teeth missing, so it's easier for them to chew the softer dog treats. Cat litter, you know, that type of a thing. Dog toys. Oh, my gosh. You know, the dogs, their main mission is to get that squeaker out of the toy.
I know that too well. Yep.
So, you know, any type of dog toy, you know, tennis balls, that type of a thing, we greatly appreciate it.
Perfect. So there is a need then for you guys.
There is a need.
That.
And if you go on our Facebook page, on the Prairie Paws Facebook page, it will give you a list of things that, you know, we do need, as well as, you know, some of the suggested dog food for the regular dogs that is needed. So.
Excellent. Very good. Kay John again. She is the president and a co-founder of Prairie Paws Rescue. Kay, if people have questions about the Splash and Dash, about Prairie Paws Rescue, like you said, you have a Facebook, but there's a couple other ways they can get a hold of you guys.
Right. We do have a website, prairiepawsrescue.com. And otherwise, you can give me a call, 320-4553, okay, if you have any questions. And we just hope everybody comes on out to the Splash and Dash. I should mention too, we're going to have a donation box set up at the Splash and Dash as well. So if you'd like to bring in any of the donated pet items, we would greatly appreciate it. That's Saturday from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. Come on in, get your dog clean, and you can have a hot dog and a beverage for free will donation, and it's going to be a great time.
Perfect. Hot dogs and hot dogs getting to be clean dogs.
Exactly.
It's a bunch of dogs in there. So
check
it out again, the Splash and Dash Dog Wash this Saturday at RM Stout and Jamestown from 10 to 1. Kay, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk.
All right. Thanks for having us.